Greetings from the South Bank of London, where I'm currently witnessing probably the worst busker I have ever had the misfortune to hear. Looks like he stopped for a few minutes, but it's always a good rule of thumb that if you're going to sing a song, try and make sure you can actually sing all the notes of it. He was playing Mr. Tambourine Man by Bob Dylan earlier and couldn't quite make the upper notes. I'm sure by the time I finish this boo, you will have been assaulted as well. It's rainy in London this afternoon. I can see various buildings around me. It would appear from conversations I've overheard that the gherkin is now taking second place to something called the cheese grater. There are a number of curved buildings that I can see ahead of me, north of the river, and some of them are very distinctive, to say the least. And it's interesting that there's sort of one-upmanship going on, although nobody really has been able to better St. Paul's for the amazing visage it provides. There does seem to be a number of helicopters flying by as well, although that is a jet aeroplane. If you had good ears, you would have been able to tell the difference. So this morning I dropped Christopher off at a course just south of Oxford Circus, and I thought I'd make a walk along the embankment, picking up any geocaches I found on the way, and obviously returning them after mighting the logs without getting them too waterlogged. My ultimate destination being just beyond Cannon Street, where the monument to the Fire of London stands at the top of Pudding Lane. It's been a long ambition of mine, not least because I have an inherent fear of heights, to climb the monument. And so I paid my £3 and went to the top, and it was a pretty impressive view of London, the most peculiar part of which was it was drier up there than it was on the ground. I didn't feel my usual sense of fear of heights, mainly I think because of the number of tall buildings that were surrounding it. There's a monument in Ashridge, which is nearby to where we live, and it's probably of an equivalent height. But because there's fields around, all at ground level, it does feel like one is a lot higher up there. Though, of course, there's so much more to see from the monument. For example, the Shard to the south. You've got the Gherkin to the north. Tower Bridge to the east. And, the BT Post Office Tower, BT Tower, and the London Wheel and that like to the west as well. So, yeah. Interesting. It's well worth a visit if you don't mind doing 300 and something steps on the way up and pushing past people politely, obviously, as you go. I'm surprised he hasn't started playing yet, but maybe he's run out of energy or he's just winding himself up to do another song. So far he's managed to destroy David Bowie, Bob Dylan and Oasis, although that was well on the way there as it was. Anyway, I'm going to finish making the most of the free Wi-Fi here and make my way west again very shortly. But I thought you might like to hear, just for a little while, the ambience of the people, the river, the boats, the Thames, the Millennium Bridge, and the aircraft, which seem to be a little insistent around here. This is London. Listener, there is hope for us all. Even Jam Folder.